We noticed in Time magazine this week, Time quoting from the Associated Press, actually, a list of the 10 most generous zip codes, the top 10 zip codes in the country when it comes to giving money to presidential candidates. The most people making donations of more than $200 to somebody trying to be president. These figures are from 1995. NPR's Peter Overby pays attention to the campaign financing issues and has stopped by to help us deconstruct this particular list. Peter, number one on the list is zip code 10021, Upper East Side, New York City. No big surprise there, right?
That's right. Lenox Hill area. There are four Upper East Side zip codes on the top 10 list. Basically, the area from Midtown up to about 90th Street between Park Avenue and the river is the most generous area in the country when it comes to political money.
Really? So that's 10021, 10022, 10128, 10028. That's where you go if you want to get some money for your candidate.
That's right. And everybody goes there. If you look at the list of candidates that those people give to, they come from all over the country. Richard Shelby from Alabama, Max Baucus from Montana, Bernie Sanders from Vermont, a socialist, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And here's another one, not a big surprise, 2008, Washington, D.C.
That's right. Again, it's a high-income residential area. It's the part of Washington that goes up Connecticut Avenue to Chevy Chase, which is one of the highest-income parts of the city.
75205 is Dallas, Texas.
Dallas is on the list because of Phil Gramm. Phil Gramm dropped out of the race, and I suspect that an updated list would drop that zip code off the list as well.
Here's one that's kind of famous from a television show, 90210, Beverly Hills, California.
That's right, 90210. The two people who made the zip code famous are donors from 90210. Rupert Murdoch, among other things, gave $20,000 to the Democratic National Committee recently.
He started the Fox Network.
That's right, and Aaron Spelling, who conceived the show, is on the list, $500 to Al D'Amato, the senator from New York.
And finally, number two and number three and number 10 on this list, Nashville, Tennessee zip codes. What's going on here?
Lamar Alexander was going on there. He had a very effective fundraising operation in his home state when he was running for president. Again, like Phil Gramm, he's not running anymore. Those zip codes are probably not going to show up on a new list.
So those people who are concerned about raising money, they've got the zip code books, and you can find out exactly what happens in each area, right?
Well, they have lists, and the lists get sorted by zip because you do mailings. And you build on the mailings, you have events there. They actively reach out to these people. And one of the differences between a place like Dallas and a place like the Upper East Side, money from the Upper East Side goes all over the country. Money from Dallas goes mainly to Texas candidates. It stays pretty much within the state.
Support the hometown folks.
That's right.
Thanks, NPR's Peter Overby.